From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the best in jazz from the past and present. Getting the hour underway with San Francisco area sax man Noel Jukes and a track from his album Chasin' the Prez. It's a tribute to the legacy of Lester Young. Many consider Lester to be a larger-than-life figure in jazz, particularly when it comes to the tenor saxophone, so much so that he quickly earned the nickname The President, or simply Prez, hence the album title Chasin' the Prez. Noel is backed by Josh Workman on guitar, Benny Green piano, Marcus Shelby on bass, and Harold Jones on drums. This is Fine and Dandy.
Thank you.
Going back to November 12th of 1956 for that track, featuring three iconic sax players in mid-50s West Coast jazz. Bill Perkins on tenor sax, Art Pepper on alto, and Richie Kamuka on tenor. With Jimmy Rolls piano, Ben Tucker bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. From the album Just Friends, also featuring a November 29th, 56 session with Hampton Hawes at the piano, we heard What Is This Thing Called Love? Speaking of pianists, we heard from Dexter Goldberg prior to that, leading his trio, with Bertrand Berouard on bass and Kevin Lucchetti on drums. From Dexter's debut album from 2018, Tell Me Something New, we heard Smart Tone. And we began the set and also the hour with Noel Jukes on tenor sax. From Chasin' the Prez, tribute to Lester Young, we heard Fine and Dandy. We'll begin this set with organist Jared Gold, a master of the Hammond B3 organ and the organ guitar drums trio format, with Dave Stryker on guitar and McClinty Hunter on drums from 2013, the album Intuition. This one's called Right Now-ish.
Thank you. bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep for two. The thrill of a thought that you might give a thought to my plea, cast a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. And though I'm certain that this heart of mine, ooh, it hasn't the ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head, you go to my head.
Thank you.
Earlier in the hour, we heard tenor sax man Noel Jukes paying tribute to the great Lester Young. Well, we just heard music from Prez himself, a session recorded for Verve in 1956. Many jazz critics tend to dismiss Lester Young's post-World War II recordings as inferior to his work of the 1930s and early 40s, but I think the music on this session disproves that idea. He's an amazing company here, with Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Teddy Wilson piano, Freddie Green guitar, Gene Ramey bass, and Joe Jones on drums. The album, appropriately titled The Jazz Giants, we heard You Can Depend on Me. The vocal in the set came from Jenny Evans, a British jazz singer who's been living and working in Germany for many years. From 1996, her album Shiny Stockings, with Giovanni Basso on sax, Dusko Gojkovic trumpet, David Gazarov piano, Branko Pejakovic bass, and Rudy Martini drums. We heard You Go to My Head. And we began the set with Jared Gold on the Hammond B3 organ, leading his trio through Right Now-ish from Intuition. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for The Jazz Scene program number 1810. We've reached the final set of music for this hour, and we'll begin with another piano, bass, and drums trio, this time fronted by pianist George Colligan, from 1998 and his album on the Steeplechase label out of Denmark, the album Stomping Ground, with Drew Gress on bass and Billy Hart on drums, and we'll hear a Billy Hart composition, Duchess. Thank you. That's guitarist Joe DiOrio from 1975, the album Solo Guitar, originally released on the Spitball label. In the mid-2000s, the Art of Life label reissued Joe DiOrio's entire Spitball Records catalog on CD. We heard Poem. The late clarinetist Buddy DeFranco before that recorded live in France in 1991. The album Five Notes of Blues, with Alain Jean-Marie, piano, Michel Gaudry, bass, and Philippe Combel on drums. We heard the title track, Five Notes of Blues, and the George Culligan Trio at the top of the set, Duchess, from the album Stomping Ground. That does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again soon for another hour of the very best in jazz from the past and present. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.